and coaches. Joining us now on the Yuengling guest hotline is Jason Wilde. Jason, how are you?
I need you guys' advice.
You're asking our advice. This must be some dire straits.
Yeah, I know. Shocking, right? Hard to believe.
Do you need us to come get you? You need help? What's going on?
No, I'm fine. I'm good. No, nothing major. Although, a longtime buddy of mine that I had covered the Packers with for a long time, he suffered a stroke about a year ago. And I hadn't talked to him in a while, and he called me today, and I'm like, okay. He's like, you have some time to chat? I'm like, all right, yeah, I got a half hour, and then I got a radio hit. And I barely said anything during the conversation, and obviously I want to listen and be supportive. How do you get off of a serious phone call when you have another commitment and you can't get a word in edgewise?
You got to do the homer.
I knew Pat was calling. I knew that I needed to get. I'm like, all right. Well, hey, let me know if there's anything I can do. I got to go.
Take care. Be good. Did you give him a take care? Be good.
That would have felt a little bit inappropriate given the subject matter,
the nature of the call. Yes, indeed.
Jason, what you do is say, hey, really quick, man. This is rough, man. It's a lot. We gotta connect. I gotta take another call. I gotta do this radio hit. But I'll let's reconnect. I want to finish this conversation because I have a lot of thoughts that I want to share. But I gotta go now.
Yeah, that's exactly great. That's good. I feel better now because that's exactly what I did. And he just kept talking.
Homer would have just hung up. You got to pull the Homer.
That was what I was. I was one step away, and then I just I went one more time because C-Cat called the second time, and I tried to get over to it. I still all right. I got to go. Hey, let me know if there's anything I can do to help. I'm here for you, but I got to do this radio hit. I got to go. Click, and I did not even wait for him to say okay. So I did kind of do the Homer. So sorry to keep you guys waiting. What would you like to talk about?
Obviously, I know you guys spent time on the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. Lists, baby, lists. It's list season. Uh-huh. I think what I asked Kyle is he's very upset about the fact that Jordan Love's not on the top 10 list. And so when I asked Kyle, I said, what can you say to me that makes Jordan Love undoubtedly have to be on the top 10 list of quarterbacks in the NFL? And I would just like to know your answer in comparison to Kyle, if you even believe he should be on every top 10 list.
Yeah, look, I looked through that list. Obviously, Tausch and I, we played a game of Yerp or Nerp. Yerp, I would take Jordan Love over this person. Nerp, I would take this person instead of Jordan Love. It took up a big chunk of our show, but I had somebody complaining about it. That, you know, this is all just made up nonsense. And what I would push back on that person who was giving his critique via social media is that if this wasn't compiled based on talking to NFL general managers, head coaches, personnel executives, and assistant coaches, I would agree with you. I wouldn't care, right? I would roll my eyes and say, okay, that's a nice list.
Good
it's
job, Chris Sims, or insert
countdown.
Whoever's name.
Right, exactly. Nice job. Thank you for giving us something to read, but it's not worth any more of my time. But the fact that Jeremy Fowler talks to, I think, 30-some people to put together this list, and that, you know, he must have some good relationships with guys because, you know, it was a struggle for me to just get Matt LaFleur on the phone for a half hour to do an interview for Madison Magazine story because guys want their time off, right? We all do, right? Anybody who works either in the NFL or adjacent to it, like we all know it's coming, right? Training camp starts 2 weeks from this coming Wednesday. I'm going to take an actual time off for a week. Like we're all kind of thinking, okay, let me be very clear. Whether you're Matt LaFleur coaching a football team or you're me covering a football team, we're not out here curing childhood cancer. We're not working on the construction crew in 110 degree heat indexes outside. Like I never lose sight of how lucky I am to do what I do. That said, you still want to recharge the batteries. And so the fact that all these guys do this for Jeremy Fowler tells me that they take it seriously and that he has a good rapport with them. And for Jordan Love to be in basically what was depicted by Jeremy as a five-way tie for 10th, I think is more indicative of, it's like going to the ice cream shop after like the top five or six, and it all depends on what your favorite flavor is. Are you a Rocky Road guy? Are you a mint chocolate chip guy? Whatever you are, that's how you're going to see that kind of next batch of quarterbacks from about 7 to about 12 or 13. I think that's where Jordan Love stands now, and it is his challenge to go out there this season with a healthy Tucker Kraft and a healthy Jaden Reed and a healthy Christian Watson and a second-year Matthew Golden, and go out there and say, enough of this BS. I'm going to be one of those guys who you say, look, I don't know if he's 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, but he's definitely out of that group now. But right now, Kyle, he's in that group. He's in that kind of depends what you prefer, because he certainly isn't in the top five.
Yeah, Jason, I get it. I understand. I'm not saying he's a top five quarterback, but my biggest thing is I think one of the biggest things that hurts him is Jordan Love gets punished for the fact that he just doesn't sling the ball as much and get as many as attempts as the other quarterbacks on that top 10 list. When you look at guys like a Matthew Stafford who threw it for almost 600 times, Matthew is fantastic, but a Dak Prescott who threw the ball 600 times and his team wasn't good. If you put Jordan Love in the same type of situation where Jared Goff is throwing for 578 attempts, I think Jordan Love is also putting up those gaudy numbers as well, and he will be considered a shoo-in for a top 10 quarterback. I think he gets punished based off the offense and what they ask him to do within this offense with the Packers versus him actually being that talented.
So what did he have? He had 450 attempts or whatever it was.
439 attempts.
Okay. So, and he missed two games and a big chunk of a third, right? Mm-hmm. He got the concussion in the first half against the Bears. So even if that number, let's just be generous with that, and let's say he throws the ball 30 times in each of those games, 30-plus times, which is not necessarily going to be the case, then he's up to close to five. He's in the 500 range, mm-hmm. right, a little over. I mean, that's still, you're right, he's not slinging it as much as those other guys are. I would argue that that's probably a double-edged sword, right, because also, he's probably not being put in position to put the team on his shoulders as frequently as some of those other guys are.
But should he, though?
So maybe he succeeds in all those situations, and he's exactly who you say he is.
Yeah.
On the flip side, maybe there's more. You know, he only threw 6 picks last year. Maybe he also makes more mistakes. I don't know. And that's why I said something to Tausch today that, you know, I don't think is some sort of, you know, earth-shattering take. But when I said that this is a pivotal year for him, you know, Tausch kind of pushed back on me. What do you mean it's a pivotal year? Like, he's got his contract and we know he's a star. Yeah, I think it's the year where he will have the opportunity to kind of put his flag in the ground of, hey, for all of you that have been underrating me, this is the year where I go out and show that you have been. And, you know, if he puts up a, you know, 37 touchdown, 8 interception, 4,000-yard season. I mean, look, his first year as the starter, I think he was in the neighborhood of 600 attempts, wasn't he?
Yeah, he 500.
Yeah, I know he threw
attempts.
For over. Yeah, he threw for over 4,000 yards, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm. 32 touchdown passes.
And I he was over. Yeah, he was over 30 touchdowns. So, like, again, I understand, and look, I understand it's part of what we do. I am. As you guys well know, I don't love all these aspects of what we have to do because of I want to have smart conversations, and I feel like everybody just wants to be able to put guys in certain boxes. And when something happens, the instinct is to say, well, who's to blame or who deserves the most credit? And it's obviously a lot more shades of gray, but when I look at him, like, I keep saying this, and I don't think it's – I think it's boring, and I get it. I try not to be boring on the radio, but, like, he's a good quarterback, and I want to see him now elevate to being a great quarterback. And I think he'll have an opportunity to do that, I have no doubt in my mind he's capable of that. But, like, you know, one of the things that has been interesting about the conversation around him and Caleb Williams is, well, Caleb Williams has a higher ceiling. Like, we had a couple of Bears fans in our YouTube comments during our show today about that. And I don't disagree. Like, Jordan's been a starter now for 3 years. You know, obviously, Caleb's been a starter for two, but the first year there was largely, you know, not a great situation
for
him.
I'd hope he'd have more upside.
Right, exactly, right? And he wasn't drafted. Like, Packers drafted Jordan Love with the full expectation of sitting him for a while. When you're the number one overall pick, even Fernando Mendoza is not going to sit all season, I doubt, in Vegas. So do I think that Jordan Love still has plenty of room to go before he's at his ceiling? Yes. How high is that ceiling? I'm not really sure. But I do think that there's just this desire to, like, I saw something from Dan Orlovsky. Like, there's no bigger Jordan Love fan the last couple of years than Dan Orlovsky. And then he's agreeing with the rankings today. Wait a minute now. What happened? I thought you were Mr. Jordan Love.
He said it was interchangeable between.
Yeah, but that's a hedge from what he's been, to Jason's point. Now Jason's on Kyle and
Bruce.
Like
me.
On the Yingling,
like me.
On the Yingling guest hotline. I actually think Jason, and I you don't have to join my camp, but I'll give this all out here. I think that the execs, coaches, and scouts, and anyone who's making a list right now, is Pommy. They're prisoner of the moment. You know why? Because, and I know this didn't happen, but this is a reality because it's not a reality. You'll know what I'm saying. If the Bears lose to the Packers in the 21-3 and the 21-6 game does not happen, Caleb's not on the list. You know why he is? Because he had another comeback. He had a national primetime game, which they lost, but he ran backwards 30 yards and made an unbelievable throw. So in everyone's mind, it's Caleb Williams. But if Jordan Love wins that game, you know what the narrative is? Jordan Love, oh my gosh, as a 7 seed, like, again, they were hurt. He threw for 300-plus yards, 4 touchdowns. They beat the Bears, and he's a bigger store in the offseason. It's just the way they're Pommy. Everyone's Pommy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love using a Tausch term, but he did coin Pom. I really don't love joining a club that you're in.
Mm.
But you're totally right. Like, that's exactly the issue, right? Like, and look, Aaron Rodgers taught us a long time ago: you earn your paycheck in the regular season, you write your legacy in the postseason. And he's as big of a victim of that as anybody, right? Like, the 2014 team should have been playing in a Super Bowl, and they weren't. And everyone looks at Aaron Rodgers differently and Mike McCarthy differently and Ted Thompson differently if the 14 team goes to the Super Bowl. Really, win or lose. But obviously Seattle had more than a chance to win that game until, you know, Russell threw the pick at the goal line when they should have given the ball to Beast Mode. But, like, that's the reality. And think about the narrative to your point, which is a really good one, Ben, which, again, ouch.
Wow. Twice. Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm about to record my Wildy and Tausch 10-year anniversary note. So, you know, I'm feeling really good about what I'm going
to
say here.
Zing me if you must. This is this all goes back to that Rodgers jersey. But in all seriousness, like, to your point, and it is a good one, all kidding aside. Think about the narrative after the 2023 season. Jordan Love was the bell at the ball,
sure,
right?
Was.
Like, he was the one that everybody was buzzing about. Speaking of Dan Orlovsky, right? Because he was unbelievable in the Dallas game for 3 quarters. Like, literally the last pass of the 3rd quarter was the first of his 2 interceptions in San Francisco. But he was really good in that game, and the Packers had the lead. He had finished the season on a Rodgers-esque run-the-table statistical run, and it was all about Jordan Love. Everyone was buzzing about him, just like they are now about Caleb. And you're right. That is the last. And by the way, it's not just the media. It's not just executives. It's also, like, Goody's been a palmer the last 2 years after playoff games, right? Got to change up how we do things on the offensive line after getting pushed around by Philly. Got to get a new kicker after the kicker missed 3 kicks and we lost in Chicago. Like, everyone remembers the last image they see. And what Jordan Love needs to do is have a really good season, maybe win the division, even if you don't, win a playoff game, play really well, and then it'll go back to, oh, Jordan Love. He will be much higher on that list. He will not be in honorable mention and need a tiebreaker to get number 10 if he has the kind of season in 2026 that he's capable of.
Well, Jason, we appreciate the insights along with my really good nugget there. So thank you for joining Kyle and Bruce.
No, it is a really good – I don't want it to be lost in the snarkiness. It was a really good point, and I'll leave it at that.
All right,
take care. Be good.